Remember how Catholicism and Spanish governance were like currents intertwining in the Philippine Seas? Well, as we sailed into the 19th century, the waters started to churn with discontent. The seeds of resistance planted during Spanish rule began to sprout, much like the waves breaking against the shores of the archipelago. The Cavite Mutiny, sparked by frustrations with Spanish authority, acted as a storm warning, awakening a sense of defiance among many Filipinos. The unjust execution of Filipino priests only added fuel to the fire, stirring anti-Spanish sentiments that spread like a storm across the islands, carried by the maritime winds of discontent. In the midst of this tempest, the propaganda movement emerged as a beacon of hope, with Filipinos in Europe harnessing the power of the written word to advocate for change. Inspired by the injustices back home, they penned literary works and rallied for reforms, their voices echoing across oceans and continents like distant thunder. Dr. Jose Rizal, with his groundbreaking novel Noli Mi Tangere, cast a spotlight on the corruption within Manila's Spanish society, igniting a spark of resistance that spread like wildfire through the archipelago. Whenever a new law needed to be made, the Datu sought advice from a council of elders, and the Umalo Hokan, the town crier, made sure everyone knew about it. Within the barangay, society was divided into four classes: the ruling Datu, the respected Mahalika, the common Tamawa, and the Olipan, who were dependents or slaves. There were even different types of Olipin, including those who were household servants and those who worked as laborers. It's incredible to think that even today, the barangay system remains the smallest political unit in the Philippines, carrying on the legacy of our ancestors' governance and community spirit.